Hey, what's going on? It's your boy B-Rock. I got my guy Country here with me, and we have our first guest co-host, Janelle. She's in the building. Let's get it cracking.
Live from all over the country. From all over the country. It's the Cav. The Pod. The Podcav. Coming at you right now.
Hey, this is episode 2. We're back. Shout out to my boy Country.
Yo, what's up, man?
We have a mother, dancer, entrepreneur, model, pole dancer. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Janelle! Hey, what's going on?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show. Hey, so just right off the rip, why do you think pole dancing have such like a bad rep? Like, why do people always put it in a bad light?
It's funny when I talk to people about my studio, or I usually get a lot of questions about the way I'm built, and they're like, you must go to the gym all the time. And I'm like, I actually don't go to the gym at all. I hate the gym. I'm not that person. All I do is pole dance. And then I'm always like, I'm a pole dancer, but I'm not a stripper. And then I say that and I'm like, but I don't know why I feel like I need to defend that, but I need to defend it because of the negative attitude that people have towards strippers. So I like to also show the art form side of it. And I think it has such a negative ideas because strippers have been frowned upon for so long. And unfortunately, it's sex work and people, it's a form of sex work, and people don't have respect for sex work the way they should. And all that comes back just into society and religion and all these things that make it so taboo to be sexual. So, I mean, I can go on and on and on.
I would tell you a funny story about Jack in a strip club, but I ain't going to tell you that.
Oh, I want to know.
All right, so check it out. We were at a strip club with a couple MTV personalities. And make a long story short, I pulled out my phone because a chick was at the very top. I mean, what do you think? Be like 20 feet?
She might have been 20, 25 feet in the air for sure.
Man, it was up there. So I was like, this is amazing. And I was drunk. So alcohol definitely came into play. But I pulled out my phone, and I forgot that my light was on. So as soon as I hit the button, it shined like the bat signal up to the chick.
Like the bat signal.
Yeah, and she like literally out of nowhere like pointed to the bouncer with one hand while she was holding the pole 20-some mm-hmm. feet in the air. Yeah. It was like, phone, phone. And I was like, ah, damn. Like, it was bad.
I got a better story. So I went to see my friend who used to live in Pennsylvania. She moved to Texas. So I went down to visit her. And of course we were like, what are we going to do? And I was like, well, we want to see titties, right? Like, naturally, that's what you do with your best friend. So we go to this strip club, and there was a lot of dancers for this really small space. And they're making their rounds. They're going around, and we're sitting in like one of those like really comfy chairs, definitely ready for some attention. And this girl comes over, and she's a dark skinned girl. And she's like, do you want to dance? I'm like, absolutely. Like, my girl Courtney, she needs to dance. So I buy her a dance, and she's kind of like dancing all over her. And she turns around, bends over, and all you see in this dark skinned woman is just white liquid just oozing out of her.
What?
And, what the fuck? And my friend Courtney made eye contact with me, and I was like, oh my God, this chick is wet, right? I posted about this on Facebook too. This girl, well, all we're looking at is like, she's like maybe a foot away from Courtney's lap. She bends over and snails down my friend's lap. And she looked mortified. And she's like, time to go, Janelle. We are leaving. And I was like, let's roll. This dancer snailed my friend's leg.
Yo, that's wild.
I've been mad as shit.
All right, check it out. Here's the latest edition of
Cav Roulette.
We hit the net and we ask people what their most unpopular opinion is. Check it out. What unpopular opinion do you have?
Fat bitches are the best.
I know some badass BBWs, man.
Hey, if she ain't 280, dog, she ain't a lady.
The military sucks ass.
What's that?
Because I'm in it and it sucks ass.
I don't give a fuck about no podcast, bro.
Well, you're on one.
All right, for sure. Fuck that podcast. How do I watch it?
What's an unpopular opinion that you have?
McDonald's sucks.
Skinny jeans are the best type of jeans.
Y'all about 60 years old. That shit's sad.
Yo, you look like you're aging by the minute.
Your beard patchy. Your beard patchy, and then you just on some like trying to get waves on the beard. Like,
bro, you look like you got hit by an ugly stick 75 times, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Bro, listen, bro. How you talking about yourself, bro?
Dude, you got a face only a mother would love, bro.
What's an unpopular opinion that you have?
I don't give a fuck. Lil Caesars is the best pizza spot out there.
Right. And you can walk right in and grab it and walk right out.
Hey, yo, man. This for the low price of $7. It's not $5 no more. It's $7.
Hoes have better personalities than loyal women.
It's definitely 1,000% true, but I also think it's because loyal women don't have anything to prove. And they don't really care about making new friends, making new guy friends, because they already have somebody at home. And hoes, they want to impress everybody.
Hockey meat face ass.
Oh, you dark ass motherfucker.
I ain't even talking to your old
All
ass,
I see
nigga.
Is floating eyeballs and teeth. Get out of here. Dark ass. Black ass. Looking like you've been smoking the wrong end of the cigarette.
You got this little ass line between your teeth. Ugly. Fuck that 5 stand for. You 5 and 0, huh? You don't get no bitches. Ugly.
That would have been 0-5, dumbass.
That nigga pushed up. Nah, bitch, he 5 and 0. I'm tripping. I'm done on this.
All right, check it out. So, Janelle, what's your most unpopular opinion that other people might not agree with?
Monogamy is a joke. It's unnatural. It's cute and romantic, but I just don't feel like it's realistic. I think that we have been conditioned to believe that you pick somebody. You know, we have a planet of what? 8 billion at this point, 7 billion, 8, and I don't know, somewhere around there. And you pick this one person who you met within, what, an hour of where you live. And that one person is meant for you. And they have to fulfill all your needs and all your desires for the rest of your life. And how dare you step outside of that or look outside of that or explore outside of that. Otherwise, you're a terrible person. It's when you really break it down and you think about it like that's just hilarious to me.
Right.
That there's 8 billion people in the world and you pick one person and you're like, you, that's it. We're done. That's what we're going to do. That's wild to me. It's wild.
Fun fact. I filmed Janelle's wedding, by the way.
Wow. Yeah.
Fun fact, I did film her wedding, and then not recently, but over the past couple of years, I'm like, yo, her statuses are getting pretty wild. I wonder if she's still with old boy, but I don't see a ring on the finger anymore, so I'm guessing that.
No, that's not why. Oh, okay. No, he's here.
Oh, okay.
That's not why. I actually, with what I do with aerial arts, I can't wear rings on my fingers. Right. Like, you can't wear hand jewelry when you're on a pole or a lira or a silk, it rips the jewelry or scratches the pole. So that's why I don't really wear jewelry much.
Gotcha.
Earrings, that's about it.
You ever have a threesome with your husband before?
No.
No threesome? All right, I'm just making sure, because you be posting some stuff online. So I just want to ask, you know what I mean? Like, yo, that's she like?
He is very about me. Okay. I've offered, I've tried. I was like, is this what you, and no, he's not like that. He's very old school. And he's very, it's not even like a negative, like he's old school, but won't think outside the box. It's actually not much of that. I just think that he's very fulfilled by me.
Right.
Which is flattering. Yeah. It's very flattering.
So are you fulfilled by him?
Don't
sound like it.
And in some ways, but I'm much more open-minded. I'm much more realistic. Things change. People change. We've been together 15 years. So the person I was when we met when I was 21 is not the same person that I am today at, 36.
Right.
So I do think that I've changed differently.
So how does that work if you have those thoughts and he doesn't? Because that would make me be like, yo, I don't think I can trust this chick, man.
It's a lot of communication. So it is a lot of talking through like what I'm thinking and feeling. And some of it's a work in progress, though. Like we don't have it 100% have it worked out. And I don't think we 100% know where things are going to, like what that's going to look like in 5-10 years from now. But I'm very open. And I'm very clear about like what my needs are and what's missing and what. And it's not even so much of me trying to change him or even myself. It's very much of an acceptance of like, this is where things have become. You can stay who you are, but like, these are what my needs are going to be.
I don't know, man. Oh, no.
It's not for everybody.
I would have to be like, yeah, all right, we're going to have to go our separate ways. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and that's fine. That is an option. And he knows that. He knows that, you know, that's something that we can talk about if that's where things end up.
So have you ever cheated on him?
No.
Get out of here.
Hey, oh, no. Which leads me to is it worse when a man cheats or when a woman cheats?
I don't know if one is really worse than the other because they're just different. I look at, so here's the other thing that's different about me is I've actually really, really started to shift in my sexuality and what I'm attracted to. And I lean more female now than I do male.
I see that.
And that is a surprise.
That's why I asked about the threesome, but go ahead.
Yeah. I tend to man hate a little bit. Men, I think, are a little bit more spontaneous with their decisions, less thoughtful, a little bit more visual, you know, in the way that where females tend to be a little bit more thought out. It's more about emotional connection. It's more about the way the person makes us feel. So it doesn't make one more right than the other. But what I will say is I'm more attracted to the idea of being thoughtful behind cheating than it would be like, right. Oh, I saw this hot girl or guy and we hooked up that night. That just sounds so shit. That part right. sounds shitty to
right.
me. Whereas I know they say that emotional cheating is more hurtful, and I can see how that is the case because you literally had to create that and develop that throughout time versus like a one night stand. So I don't think one is any worse than the other. They both aren't great.
Do you think that a good woman would have to have an emotional connection to cheat?
Yeah.
100% yes. Right? All right.
Yeah.
I got roasted on my podcast for that. And I'm like, nah, man.
What would be the opposite argument? Like, what did they say? How'd you get roasted?
They basically said that, you know, people being promiscuous doesn't matter, like, if you're a good person or not. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like as a guy, right, if I got a good girl and she cheats, then that basically means she had to have an emotional connection with that dude to cheat. Right.
What do you mean by good girl though? Like, what does that
like
mean?
A good girl would be somebody who's not going to step out on like normally, you know what I'm saying? But if you, let's say you keep fucking up and there's a guy that's always in her inbox and shit.
Or the work husband.
Yeah. Work husband. Like somebody like that. Like that could happen. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you would have another chick who like just like fucks just to fuck, you know what I'm saying? And that's where I got in trouble because some chicks were like, oh, so you think girls are sluts who fuck just to fuck? And I'm like, I kind of feel like if a woman doesn't have an emotional connection with a man and they just, yeah, you could possibly call them a slut, honestly.
So is it the same thing if it's a guy?
100%. Well, I don't know. Because like you said, guys are more spontaneous. I think guys don't need to have an emotional connection to cheat.
Oh, they don't.
They don't.
100%.
But does that make that right? And does that make you any less of
a slut?
It doesn't make it right.
But the thing is women are more emotional than guys. So they're going to act off emotion. Whereas guys won't. Guys will just be like, hey, like you said, oh, man, that girl was hot. Like, I was drunk. Chick was hot. Like, we fucked. Whatever. But we could, like, it could mean nothing to us. Whereas a good girl couldn't do that shit.
That's what I don't like about men. This is that like you saying that is literally made my skin crawl. I was like, ugh, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, like I said, unpopular opinion.
And that's where it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, though, about unpopular opinion when it comes to monogamy. Like, you can be a quote unquote good girl and still end up having an emotional connection with somebody else. And that doesn't make her a bad girl all of a sudden. It just means that she's human and she made a connection with someone else.
That's what I'm saying. But we're talking about sleeping with somebody without an emotional connection. Where if you make an emotional connection with somebody else, I mean, that shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I personally tend to need an emotional connection in order to have anything go any further. But I know a lot of women who are not like that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. I think as long as that they're clear about that, that's where they're at. And again, I'm big on communication. As long as that communication is there, I don't see anything wrong with it. If guys can do it, why can't we? I honestly wish I had a period in my life where I was better at that and I could have enjoyed that. I could have just slept around a little bit, but I didn't. I've always been the kind of person who really makes connections with people.
Bullshit.
Sounds like you want to do it now.
That's fucking. I don't know. It's an interesting call out. And shut up. You said bullshit. That's all.
All right, this is the top 10 states that have the most attractive people. Do you know what it is, by the way? You know,
I mean, I guess some of them.
Right. I got an idea of one that nobody's going to guess.
All right, so for shits and giggles, let's just get this out the way. At the bottom of the list is Michigan. Like, apparently there are no attractive people really? In Michigan. Yeah. Coming in at 10 is North Carolina.
I can see that.
There's a lot of diversity. I can see that, yeah.
All right. Coming in at number 9, Oklahoma.
I need to take a trip to Oklahoma.
No.
Questionable.
All right, listen to this. Well, this ain't too far off. Number 8, Florida.
I would have put Florida higher.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
I would have put Florida higher.
That's such a melting pot of beauty. Ugh. Yeah.
All right, here's a shocker said. Right here.
Well said.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right, here's a number at number 7. This is a shocker. Vermont.
Hey, nobody in Vermont.
I don't know about all that.
Y'all, I swear to you, man.
Who's taking this survey, man? I've been to Vermont before, dude. I was not impressed. I'll be real. Maybe they were hiding.
You're in the wrong part.
Right. All right, coming in at number 6, Hawaii.
Oh, for sure.
I would have put Hawaii higher.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 5, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Coming in at number 4, Nebraska.
Number 4?
Yeah, crazy, right?
Sound like I need to take a trip out to the mountains, bro. Like, right. Fuck.
In the Midwest.
It's crazy. Maybe we do need to go to Montana, B.
I told you. Montana. Yeah. Montana's legit. I don't know if they have attractive people out there, obviously, but...
We're taking our talents to Nebraska.
If you want to sightsee, we can definitely go to Montana. All right, here we go. Top three. Number 3, Texas.
Yeah.
That's legit for sure. Number 2, Cali.
Of course.
Ooh, Cali's number 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Who you think's number 1? Who you think's number 1?
Who would be Colorado?
Nope.
Number 1, Colorado?
Nope.
West Virginia?
Nope.
Is it West Virginia? West Virginia.
Nah.
Listen, I was telling B a story, and you know, I'm from Virginia, and we've been basically programmed to think people in West Virginia are like on a whole nother level, crazy, all that dumb shit. But whenever I go to West Virginia, there are some hot ass chicks in West Virginia every time, man. I'm gonna say Philly. Is it Philly?
Hell no.
No. What the hell?
That was a little.
Hey. Everybody
Washington?
Fucking relax, all right? No, I saw some really hot chicks in Philly.
Nah, I don't think you'll get it.
Washington. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
All right. Here we go. Coming in at number 1, the number 1 state with the most attractive people is Illinois.
What?
Crazy, right? Apparently has the most attractive people in the entire United States.
Or maybe the dude from Illinois did this survey.
You want to plug your website or anything before we head out?
Yeah. Go Girls Entertainment, GURLZ, is where you can find models and dancers for all type of events, nightclubs, casinos, private events. If you happen to be in the Hamburg, Berks County area, I have an aerial art studio called Go Getter Movement Studios. And if you're into a little bit of adult content, I have that too. So you have to reach out to me directly for that.
Hey, hold on. All right, hold on.
That was just a gentle plug. Just like threw it in.
Hey.
Wait.
So very subtle.
Right. Yeah. Wait, you have an OnlyFans?
I created my own website. I'm not giving OnlyFans money for something I'm producing. So they can eat my ass.
Ooh. All right, man. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the podcav. That's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you'll know when we're dropping new content. And also, listen to us anywhere right now. We are live now anywhere you stream your favorite podcast. Back to you, B.
And on that note, Janelle, thank you for chatting with us. make sure you get your mom on the gram so we can tap in with her. And yeah. That's it. We out of here.
Bet.